Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Monday, the 15th of October. It's our All Things Political Hour. We have a lot to talk about with Rick Sanchez. We'll be looking at Congress trying to override the veto of the S-CHIP program, the Children's Health Insurance Program. A lot of presidential candidates visiting Wisconsin this week. Barack Obama in Madison today. Rudy Giuliani will be in Milwaukee on Thursday. We'll look at the presidential race. We'll look at what's going on in Iran, what's going on in Syria. We always on Mondays talk about all of these issues. And we have a great guest for you. Rick Sanchez will be joining us momentarily, who anchors the weekend primetime edition of CNN Newsroom and serves as a contributor to Anderson Cooper's 360 and also to CNN in Espanol, where he frequently reports while simultaneously translating in English and in Spanish. He is based in the network's world headquarters in Atlanta, and he will be with us to talk about all things political. I love doing this hour. I love politics, and it's fun to look at what's happened and what's going to be happening in the week ahead, and we've had some great guests. We are in a pledge drive. Rhonda Fanning, who books all of those great guests, is joining me in our studio as we ask for your support for all things political. Hello, Rhonda.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi.
And that website that you can pledge at is WPR.org, or you can give one of our wonderful volunteers a call at 800-383-9772.
800-383-9772. We've had some terrific guests on this program, and it's fun. It's always fun on a Monday to look at what's coming up
and what happened the week prior.
Exactly. And if you want to pledge for all the political shows that we've done, we've just had some wonderful guests and talked politics pretty much in depth for the past few months. And we'll talk politics in depth for the next few months coming up, right?
Of course, leading up to the election, I'm sure that that's going to be a big part of it. We've had some great journalists on. I know one of your favorites, Ken Rudin, he mm-hmm. joins us about once a month. And we get people from the BBC or the ABC, Canadian Broadcasting Company, mm-hmm. journalists throughout the country. We get professors who grew up in other countries to try to give some outside perspective on, I guess, the headlines that don't actually make the front page.
Right.
All week long. So
yeah.
This is your chance to talk about it. Pledge now, WPR.org, or you can call 800-383-9772.
And if you'd like a little enticement, we still do have that WPR member benefit card with 2-for-1 entrees at restaurants, cultural attractions, 2-for-1 admission, museums and performances, bed and breakfasts. And that's new for this year, 2 nights for the price of one. So at $120, which is pretty much our average pledge, you'll feel great. You start your Monday, you make your pledge, you get the 2-for-1, and you have great political conversations. I know I've been having many of them for a long period of time now.
And it's become a kind of a favorite thing around here on Monday mornings. It's a nice way to start the week,
mm-hmm.
recapping the week prior and getting going on the next one. If you enjoy those kinds of conversations, if you come to expect that each and every Monday from Kathleen, pledge now at the $120 level and become a member of Public Radio, WPR.org, or 800-383-9772.
Thanks very much, Rhonda. Rhonda, our wonderful producer of the program, and we are going to be speaking with Rick Sanchez in just one moment, who will be here to join us for our All Things Political segment, which happens every Monday morning. We have much to discuss with him. It had been brought up, I'll ask him about this, during one of our conversations last week. Somebody was wondering about the Israeli raid into Syria. A big story in the New York Times yesterday that they were targeting a nuclear device. We'll ask Rick about that. The House, of course, is trying to override President Bush's veto of the Children's Health Insurance Program. A showdown here. They're not likely to override it, but they've been really targeting with the ad campaigns 21 Republicans who voted against this bill. We'll talk about what will ultimately happen as a result of this. We'll look at the presidential race again, which we always do, to find out who seems to be gaining ground with the American public and why it is that Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani top the polls in their respective parties. So all of that is coming up this hour. All things political. And in the meantime, we're asking for your pledge of support. You can go online at WPR.org or 800-383-9772. 800-383-9772. Our goal is $3,000 for this particular hour, Rhonda. And I would assume we can make it. It's Monday, you know, Monday in October 15th. People are walking in the brisk air, ready to pledge.
Right. Yes, all of those things. I think people come to expect this on Monday mornings and enjoy it just as much as you do. Speaking of the presidential elections, I know that there's been a lot of concern from the mainstream media that only the top candidates, it's kind of written off, the primaries are kind of written off, the candidates are already chosen.
Right.
All focus is on either Hillary or Barack or Giuliani and Romney. But here on public radio, we, you know, talk about the other candidates. We bring in Kucinich, we bring in Ron Paul, or our listeners tend to always bring
exactly.
up Ron Paul.
Exactly.
So you get the more in-depth hour-long conversations every Monday morning about whatever it is that you want to talk about. We have knowledgeable guests. You have a great facilitator host in Kathleen. If you enjoy those things and you come to expect those things, please call WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
800-383-9772. We're trying to locate Rick Sanchez, who will be our guest here in just a moment from CNN to talk all things political for the course of this hour. And when you think about it, you know, it's kind of fun to go through these elections together. I feel like we're just all sitting on the porch having a cup of coffee and talking politics, which I've told you this story many times. Some of our experiences are formed early in life, and I remember vividly going to my grandparents' house watching Meet the Press on Sundays, sitting in my grandpa's lap, and my grandmother was very active politically, and I think it all started then. You know, it starts at some point, and many of you love politics and maybe had similar beginnings to your love of politics, but you're very interested. People are very interested in following this presidential race. They are also very interested in sent some kind of message to Congress with the midterm elections, and now they're very upset with Congress because they're not doing whatever it is the American people want us to do, and we're not. And so we talk about that a great deal as well, that we're looking for some kind of change, that we're very unhappy with the way things are. What kind of change is it that we're looking at? We've looked at the war in Iraq for a number of years now and had fine analysts from all kinds of perspectives to talk about what the course should be from here. We've talked about the various candidates and given you a lot of background information. We've had superb shows on various issues, stands on Iraq, all of the candidates' stands on health care reform, because the Democrats particularly have put together their plans for health care reform. We've talked about that extensively, and we will continue to do so. You'll come to expect these kinds of conversations all the time on Mondays, and not just on Mondays. We certainly talk about these issues very regularly here on the Ideas Network and from our 9 to 11 hours. We're trying to nail down that guest. We'll find him momentarily. Let me tell you, though, that you can pledge, and we don't come to you very often to ask for your support for public radio. It's so crucial that you be a part of who we are, and you can online pledge if you would like to do that at WPR.org, WPR.org, or our 800 number for you to call and speak with one of our wonderful volunteers is 800-383-9772, 800-383-9772 for your pledge of support. And again, we have that member benefit card, which is a pretty neat thing. It's restaurants, 2-for-1 entrees, and you can go to all these great cultural attractions. There are bed and breakfast that's new for this year, and this is a benefit card which you'll use, I'm sure, if you go out to eat or if you go to a museum. I know you will. You will use this frequently, and it's an average pledge of $120. So start your Monday off a great way, and give us a call, get your pledge in, and pledge for future great political conversations. All things political is what we are talking about this hour, and we will be finding our guest momentarily. I'll also give you the on-air number here because you can call in with your thoughts about politics. Oh, of course, we'll be talking about Al Gore winning the Nobel Prize and much talk. Actually, a lot of comedy shows kind of making fun of the awards that he's run. My son taped Saturday Night Live so I could see the first few minutes of that little introduction to his trophy room, which was funny. Garrison Keillor, who will be with us next hour of the program, his show over the weekend, poking a little bit of fun at the Supreme Court and whether or not they need to count the votes to make sure that he did indeed win the Nobel Prize. So we will Oh, we have our guest now. So we will be looking at that issue as well. Rick Sanchez is joining us now. He anchors the weekend primetime edition of CNN Newsroom and serves as a contributor to Anderson Cooper's 360 and also CNN in Espanol, where he reports while translating in English and Spanish. He joined the network in September of 2004. He has reported on major events across the United States and across the world, including on-the-scene coverage of the September 11 terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center towers. He has reported in war zones in Nicaragua, the invasion of Grenada, and the fall of the Jean-Claude Duvalier regime in Haiti. He has reported from Havana, Cuba, numerous times. He contributed to the network's comprehensive coverage of Hurricane Katrina that won a George Foster Peabody Award, and he's interviewed many prominent newsmakers. He has worked in Miami on television. He has worked in Houston, Texas. He's won an Emmy and an American Medical Association Distinguished Journalist Award, studied journalism at the University of Minnesota, and played football at Morehead State University. And we're very happy to have him with us. And we'll be welcoming your phone calls for him as well. Hello, Rick. Thanks so much for being with us. Happy Monday to you.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks so much. I'm, as usual, at an airport trying to get ready to get out on a flight for LaGuardia pretty soon. So let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with Congress, Rick, if we could. Children's health issues, of course, this attempt by the Democrats to override President Bush's veto of the S-CHIP program. Tell me how you think this is playing out politically, if indeed the Democrats have been successful in labeling this whole debate Bush versus the kids.
I think it's a wise strategy from a Democratic standpoint. It might be a little too late as far as the Democrats are concerned right now. I think the Democrats really had an opportunity to deal with the Iraq war and push that back. I think the Democrats have abdicated to a certain extent, and I think some folks politically will be able to make hay out of that. Their responsibility or the mission that was given to them by the American people to try and deal with the Iraq issue, I think this is another way to kind of throw it back in the president and the administration's face. But it may not be enough, I think, as far as the American people are concerned. Though, obviously, it's a winner. Anytime you put
right.
Kids over guns, you're going to win. So that's a no-brainer, so to speak.
Yeah. You know, I've been trying to figure out, Rick, what it is. What's the basis of this extremely low rating that we're giving Congress? The president has a horrible rating, but the Democratic Congress has a horrible rating, too. What are we asking for from them that we're not getting?
Well, what you're getting is the double whammy. On the one hand, they're getting hit by Republicans who generally don't like Dems and don't like Libs. And on the other hand, they're getting hit by Dems and Libs who don't like Dems in Congress who don't get enough done for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it really is. I mean, if you do the math, they're getting hit by from both ends. And that's what's going to be driving their numbers down. They're really not talking to their base because they're trying to play the middle against both sides by not being firm enough with the Iraq proposals and especially the spending that the president has come forward with that they've essentially just rubber stamped, which doesn't sit well with their liberal constituency and their Democratic-based constituency. On the other hand, they're also going to get mailed by those who, you know, back the president and still do, you know, the folks in the red states. So
mm-hmm.
it actually, when you do the math, makes sense that their numbers would be as low as they are.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about this playing the middle. Some of the Democratic candidates are certainly playing the middle. Some are not playing the middle. Which do you think is the wisest strategy for success here? Is it playing to a more progressive base that's asking for something different and get to that 50% of the people who don't vote in elections? Or is it getting to those who may be more moderate, who are somewhat undecided, so you can pull in some Republicans and pull in some independents? Which strategy are the candidates following, and which one is the path to success, do you think?
You know, what we're arguing for is the triangulation theory that Dick Morris made so famous during the Clinton administration, and that is you co-opt the other guy's issues and make them yours. It's obviously what we're seeing Hillary Clinton do right now. I mean, Hillary Clinton in the past went way to the left, or at least you could say, maybe way may not be a proper way to phrase it. Let's say she was on the left. If you look at Hillary Clinton today, where she has positioned herself. She's very much to the right of many of the people that she stands on the podium with when she debates the other presidential candidates. So one would think that what's going on there is the Dick Morris effect, the triangulation theory that her husband worked so well that she's trying to do as well. I'm not sure that, although there was a poll out this week that seemed to indicate that most people in the Democratic base are supporting her, we're still looking at general numbers. I don't know if she's going to be able to pull it off when you go state by state at the primaries, and that's really going to be the big question. I mean, I'm not sure what the right way to go is. Obama's going the other way. She's going to the right. Obama's going to the left. Neither one of them too far entrenched in those directions. But it's going to be fun to watch this thing play out because they certainly are two different strategies.
Yeah. So who do you see as her toughest competition? Is it Obama?
You know, I still think that Edwards is going to surprise a lot of people when push comes to shove. And I know we're looking at the horse race numbers right now, which are the national figures. But I think when you go state to state, I think he might have a real good appeal. And I think one of the funnest things to watch in this is who's going to be not just number one, but number two. I mean, you've got some people who are very well positioned. Just looking at it in terms of demographics alone, I mean, you have a woman, a Hispanic American, an African American. And a fellow from the South who speaks as a liberal Democrat. I mean,
yeah.
It really is a diverse group of people, and they all would play well as a second banana, so to speak. It's just interesting to see what combination will work. Either way, it probably will be pretty formidable, at least from the standpoint of what's diverse and probably what's good for this country moving forward.
If we have all this diversity, why was there a full page ad in the New York Times last week to draft Al Gore?
Because people think that right now what's going on with Al Gore is just it's the romance. It's the same reason that people like Fidel Castro. It's the same reason some Americans are enthralled with a guy like Chavez. It's just the guy on the outside who is fascinating. I'm not sure he'd make a great candidate. Look what's going on with Thompson. Everybody wanted to draft Thompson. Okay, now he's in the race and people are going, this is it.
He's going nowhere, yeah.
He's going nowhere. So, it's the guy, what's the expression about the grass always looks greener on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Gore effect might have a little bit to do with that. I think it's unfair to throw him into the mix if he's not really in there fighting. I think until you get in there and you take your gloves off, anybody can look good.
So you think there's not a chance that he's going to enter this, Rick?
I don't think he's interested. I really don't. I mean, I listened to him carefully when he was talking to Larry last time Larry had him on. And, I mean, you know, the measure of the man that I was figuring out, and, you know, I may not be a social psychologist or an expert, but what I was listening to was a guy who really doesn't want to get back into this fight. I think he's sick of it. I think he's had some bad experience, and I think it would take an awful lot to get him back in.
Yeah. You, as a CNN anchor, have been covering this as long as we have on public radio, and sometimes this race seems like we've been at it for a year already, and I think we probably have. Is it driving you nuts, or do you enjoy it? And is it too long for us?
Oh, I know. I'm a political animal. I can't get enough of it. I think it's absolutely fascinating. I think it's fun to watch. I love the conversations. I love the Kucinichs. I like the Gravels. I like the guys who speak truth to power and make the other guys nervous because they talk about things that they don't want to talk about. I think that's the fun part of where we are right now. As a matter of fact, I think it's more exciting now than it will be later on when we get our two candidates. Think back to Bush versus Gore and those awfully boring debates that took place between those two guys. I think what happens in our country is, and I think everyone's come to realize this now, is people get firmly planted in their positions, and a lot of them are positions that are based on what they need to say to get the people who've given them money to be okay with their positions.
Mm-hmm.
And it has less to do with the heart and more to do with, well, let me just go ahead and say it. Their greed and their positions based on who's gonna fund them and who's going to give them the money to continue their campaigns.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about Rudy Giuliani. You're heading to New York. You covered the horrendous September 11 terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center towers. Rudy Giuliani is still very much ahead in national polls. Do we see him, do those who really support him see him as the leader in the war against terror, and he's just going to carry that all the way to the nomination?
It's funny to watch what's going on with the Republicans. Which one is going to be more, which one has the sterner stuff? when it comes to terrorism and security. And,
right.
And Giuliani seems to be winning in that front. Although, it's not really a fair enthymeme from a logical standpoint, because what has he done on the federal level? So little. And you could even make an argument that the decisions he made prior to 9/11, obviously the famous decision to put his security there at the World Trade Center, was not a wise one, though he was told by others not to do that. So, you know, he's vulnerable in that regard. But sometimes if you just keep shouting, it's so, it's so, it's so, people start buying it. And I think basically that's what's going on with Rudy Giuliani right now, because he's going unchallenged. I don't see him as, I mean, Giuliani is what George Bush is, except maybe on steroids, because he is going to push the pro-Israel agenda. He's going to push the pro-security agenda. And those, at some points in our history, are wise choices. I'm not sure right now that's what works best for the esteem and the position of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Israel, it's been just a few moments here talking. We didn't know exactly what was going on here. The New York Times, big story yesterday about Israel's air attack on Syria directed against a site that Israel and United States intelligence analysts judged was a partly built nuclear reactor. Is this going to be a big story?
You know, we're getting two pieces of intelligence on that, and one of them seems to be going in the other direction. And this could turn into a little bit of a problem between the United States and Israel in terms of intelligence. If we learned anything from 9/11, it's that we need to be real careful where we put our attention in terms of other countries' intelligence. Niger is a perfect example of that. I think it made this administration look foolish to put that as part of the president's arguments into going in Iraq. And we know clearly now that it simply wasn't true. So, again, it's one of those situations where, you know, because the Israeli intelligence says one thing doesn't necessarily mean it might be true. I'd be a little careful with this if I was the folks over at the State Department. Although, you know, it's a place that's been highly politicized. And that's the problem, I think, that many people say we've had with this administration, is that sometimes it's not the guys on the ground that have been doing this, the career guys that have been doing this for 20 years that make the decisions. It's the guys over at the offices around the White House who call and say, we got to go with this because we think it'll work for us.
Rick Sanchez is our guest for All Things Political. We have a lot of you who would like to speak with him, and we'll take phone calls in a moment. He anchors the weekend primetime edition of CNN Newsroom, serves as a contributor to Anderson Cooper's 360 and CNN in Espanol, where he frequently reports while simultaneously translating in English and Spanish. There's a job that requires full concentration. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. In Milwaukee, it is 414-227-2050, 414-227-2050. I'm Kathleen Dunn. You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Rick Sanchez is our guest from CNN, where he anchors the weekend primetime edition of CNN Newsroom. Our number is 800-486-8655, and Mary from Janesville, our first caller. Rick, hi, Mary.
Hi there. Mr. Sanchez, this may be, it's not a facetious question, but it's a question I'm sure you've been asked, or at least have heard many times.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there is any chance, any time in the future, that our political landscape is going to change to the point where politicians, once they get elected, the first order of business is not getting re-elected, but actually doing some work for the people who put them in office?
That's a great question, and I think you saw it. And by the way, that's not something that happens with one party or the other. Seeing it, are you there? You started seeing it during Reagan. You saw it really escalate during Bill Clinton and his years, and you certainly saw it during this administration. I mean, sometimes it really does appear as if this president is really more of a spokesperson for his administration than the leader of his administration. And I mean, it's a well-defined argument, because it's almost impossible to be out there doing as many fundraisers as they do. And it's not just him. It was Clinton as well. And still be able to make the decisions that are important for the country. I think that's a great question. I think it's a great observation. I hope more Americans are looking at that and asking questions about that.
Steve from La Crosse is next. Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to ask about the Republican race for a minute, specifically Fred Thompson's inability to get really on track. Seems to be the rap that he's kind of a lazy candidate might be true in that his schedule isn't all that thick with appearances and seems a little bit laconic. They're looking for another Reagan. I'm wondering if the Republican race is really up for grabs and the prospects for John McCain maybe making a mini comeback after blowing through his initial stack of money and having some positions that with the base of the Republican Party weren't all that popular.
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because we are seeing an uptick from McCain all of a sudden. I think it's surprising a lot of people, and I think maybe Richard Nixon was right about Fred Thompson. leave it to Nixon from the grave.
Yeah, really.
A relevant comment when it comes to the politics of our times, but he basically said, nice guy, but kind of dumb. And I'm certainly not saying the man is, but it's interesting that an observation like that would suddenly become become pertinent as we watch this situation. Some people are saying, you know, Thompson's had, you know, he's just not into it. His heart's not into it. It's not really what he wants to do, that he was pushed in there, and that, you know, it's a long, rough go of it. I think in the end, he's probably not going to last that long, given what he's doing right now, unless he surprises an awful lot of people.
Anything else, Steve?
Well, I'm just wondering where the McCain surge is coming from. Is it because the war in Iraq is going a little bit better and that was his key issue, or just people are moving around and looking for a winner?
Yeah. Hey, you know what's going on? I need to get on the plane here. If that's okay, we can kind of continue the conversation, but if you lose me, it's because I'm getting on a jet here.
All right. You're walking on right now.
I'm walking on right now, yeah.
All right. We're probably going to have to say goodbye because I don't think the connection will continue. But thanks very much for being with us, Rick.
Although it's kind of exciting, though, as I go down the walkway here onto my airplane. I really enjoyed this, though. Can we do this again? I think it's fabulous, and I think your callers are smart, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, they are. We got a great bunch of callers. Thank you, Rick. Thanks for being with us, Rick Sanchez. We're just going to take a few more phone calls here for our All Things Political because there are some of you who are still on hold. And if you would like to make comments about where the races are, what's in the news right now, we certainly welcome your phone calls. 800-486-8655 is our number. 800-486-8655 for on air. Or in Milwaukee, it's 414-227-2050. Rick Sanchez anchoring the weekend primetime edition of CNN News. Newsroom, and also is a contributor to Anderson Cooper's 360 and CNN in Espanol. And Steve, I don't know if you were done yet. We've lost our guest, but we haven't lost you yet, Steve. So if you wanted to, you think McCain is going to surge ahead here because the Iraq War appears to be going a little bit better?
Well, he was my first choice as a Republican, and he just got into some problems with his fundraising and evidently spent a lot of money early that he really should have saved for later. And, yeah, I think his core issue was the war and the surge. He was very supportive of it. And a lot of people, it wasn't a very popular position at the time, but now that there seems to be some results over there, I think he is seen as a strong leader on anti-terrorism and on national defense. And I think people are looking for a leader that will resolve this Iraq conflict in some kind of efficient, fair, expeditious way. And, you know, you're looking to a career military man, he might be the person people turn to.
So is he your guy?
Yeah, he is.
He is your guy. Okay.
But I was just a little worried he wasn't going to make it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks so much. Thanks, Steve, for the call. Our number is 800-486-8655. We're taking a couple more calls from you at this point in the race. Are you going toward anybody? Is there a news story that you're looking to you're waiting with avid interest to hear how it plays out during the course of the week? All things political. This hour, our guest had to get on a plane for New York, so we're just taking a couple more of your calls. Jim from Milwaukee, hi.
Yeah, hi. Today I'd like to talk about giveaways. And George Lakoff, in his book, Don't Think of an Elephant, talks about framing issues. And, of course, the Republican frame on this is talking about giveaways in context of welfare and things like that. And this can be, you know, rectified by providing structure to make sure that people don't cheat in the system. And this is something that can be remedied without too much difficulty. But I would argue that there are giveaways that the Republicans do that are not so easy to rectify. And I just cite an article in the Chicago Tribune Sunday, tops meat recall raises questions about inspections. And the essence of the article said that we're way short of doing a good job of protecting the American people on food inspection, that they have about 1,000 vacancies that haven't been filled, and that and one of the inspectors said that basically they're just looking at the plans that the meatpacking companies write up themselves and monitoring, but they're not able to really do their job of protecting us from unsafe meat. And I mention this because, in a sense, this is a giveaway. When you don't enforce a law, this is a giveaway to the company that helps them make more profits, on the one hand. And then on the other hand, look at the victims of this. The victims generally tend to be people with most vulnerable in terms of their immune systems, either children or the elderly. So the bottom line on this is that either somebody's grandpa dies, they lose their grandpa, or they lose their grandson or granddaughter because the laws aren't enforced. And these kinds of structural deficits can't be remedied once a person is afflicted and has gotten a severe kidney damage and dies. So Democrats need to do a better job of framing how the Republicans' giveaways hurt the rest of us.
Then there's this whole, we were sitting around the nursing home yesterday talking about pharmaceuticals and pharmaceuticals coming in from China not being regulated. There's a whole area that I think may explode in the next few months, and it's frightening, isn't it? It's just frightening.
Sure.
Unregulated pharmaceuticals, that's great.
You know, and toys for our children. You know, apple juice concentrate, apparently they have some stuff coming from China on that. You know, it's just scary.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Jim.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's why we're here, to listen. James from Richland Center. Hi, James.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. You know, in the entire course of a discussion this morning, the candidate in my mind today that would make an impact in how we look at ourselves more morally and as participants in the Republic, Ron Paul.
A lot of people are just terribly enthused about him, aren't they?
You know, I listened to the guy talk, and I watched the internet at reports on him, and when I listen to him talk, he reflects something that Chalmers Johnson and Blowback and Nemesis has been telling, along with Peter Dale Scott, have been telling us for some time. We got it. We got to do something with this military thing that we've got. We have to do something with it. And quite recently, Ron Paul said, I'm going to cut taxes, and the way I'm going to do it is we're going to cut back the military and its madness in our society. And that rings with me. It resonates with me. It's nuts what we're doing, what we're spending. You take a look at the collective totals spent on military expenditures throughout the world, and then throw in what we spent, it's insanity. It's absolute insanity. And I think Ron Paul speaks to that. And to give you an idea of my background, if my dad knew I was going to vote for a Republican, he'd come out of his grave and kick my butt.
Oh, jeez.
But I'm going to cross over, and I'm going to vote in the Republican. I'm going to vote Republican on the primary, and I'm going to cast one vote, and it's going to be for Ron Paul.
Thanks so much for your call. I mean, he is a phenomenon. He's raised a lot of money, and people, I've seen more Ron Paul. I really have. I've seen more Ron Paul bumper stickers than anybody else. So there's a passion for the guy. I must say, I don't think he's going to be the candidate. Am I way off base in saying that? I don't think he's going to be the guy. But he certainly has stirred up the race and made it extremely interesting. We're doing all things political. Just taking a few more of your phone calls. Scott from Appleton, hi.
Yeah, boy, talk about engaging conversation. Just when you thought WPR couldn't top itself, this is really good.
Oh, good.
This is. I mean, getting on the airplane, you know, talk about unrehearsed.
You're really leaving us so soon? I'm sorry.
Just talking about just a good conversation.
Good.
Anyway,
good.
With this obviously being dog-eat-dog in this political campaign, with last week's revelation of the Osama bin Laden video being released early and supposedly it being an intelligence gathering snafu, why has this been just left lie? Nobody's making a big deal out of it. When I say nobody, you don't see it in print, and unless you look for it, you don't find it anywhere.
Yeah, no. It was one of those little blips, wasn't it? And that's all we got on it.
boy, I'll say, and it's kind of like, yikes, you can talk about the way somebody laughs, but when it comes to a serious issue, it really makes you scratch your head.
Who's your guy or gal, if you don't mind my asking? You can certainly say I don't want to talk about it for president.
Well, I honestly would like to see a Hillary Obama ticket.
In that order? You'd like her as the presidential and Obama as vice presidential?
Yes, I honestly would. I think that it would be a ticket that a lot of people would get behind. I think it could really cause some enthusiasm in this country. And I really think the argument of anybody but Hillary is going. People are more intelligent than that. So I think that you need to give the electorate more credit than these sound bites give them.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott.
You bet.
This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're going to take another call here. I do want to tell you we're in a pledge drive, though. So if you love political conversations and having your guests get on an airplane and just talking about this, and, you know, this is what we do. It's fun. Our pledge number is 800-383-9772. Please pledge. Phil from Dousman, hi.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, your previous guest commented on how he just loves this whole thing that's going on, this process we're into. I'm appalled by it, and I think a lot of people are, and I think it's a part of a process that is turning our election system into entertainment, like our TV news journalism turned into entertainment. I mean, we practically doubled the time span of this whole thing since the last election. I was in France this spring before their election, which they had like an 80-some percent voter turnout for. And every little town square had a place where the 8 different primary candidates had their posters up. Every candidate had a block of time on TV, which was like a talking head sort of a thing with just them, where they expressed their position on things, and that was it.
Right.
That was it. And the general election was 2 weeks after the primary, where it came down to 2 candidates from the 8.
Uh-huh.
I thought, this is fantastic. I mean, there's an old saying, the French copy no one, and no one copies French, which I think has to do with those hole in the floor toilets they have there. But I thought this was just terrific. And you know, I think all this whole thing is that we're into now is going to do. It's going to make a lot more money for the commercial media, and it's going to turn a lot more people off.
Yeah. Where are you at the airport, too?
No, I'm actually getting on the I road here.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much for the call, Phil. Thank you. And we go to Marty from Sturgeon Bay. Hi, Marty.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My son just very recently returned from Iraq. He's in the Marines. And I was speaking with a friend over the weekend, and she was saying, you know, look at what McCain is saying. He's going to bring this issue to the table. I just am afraid of, you know, his statement, bomb Iran, that's the answer. But she said, but look at what he's doing. He's making us really look at what are we going to be known as a nation? Are we going to keep that military so, you know, that military mode that we've been in? When are we going to say war is not the answer and use our resources for health care, education? The amounts of money that we spend on the military is a sin. It's a crime. And we need as a nation to say enough.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I'd love to see Kucinich and Obama in there. I think Hillary, I'm all for women, but it's more of the same military mode. We need to get someone in office that is not going to keep.
And I think that statement, that question that you raised is one that, by golly, we need to keep raising all the time. When are we going to realize that war is not the answer?
Exactly.
If you've been through it, you see it. I mean, I haven't been through it. You haven't been through it, but your son has. And you see it in the eyes and the hearts and the souls of people who have. They know that. They know that it should never be an answer.
War is not the answer. And when are we as a nation going to
say,
we don't want to be known as a military nation?
Yeah,
military power. Let's be known as one with a soul.
Yeah, I like that. Is your son home for good now?
I am told that he he's done with his tour, but I am told that if we go to war with Iran, which our, excuse me, I can't even say the word, is beaten, you know, they're saying they're going to, he'll have to go back for emergency for another 4 years, or maybe 5 years. All the more reason we need to get on board and force Congress and everyone to say, you know what, stop funding these wars, stop pouring all of our money into a war we never should have gone into. Do the right thing and step up to the plate.
Thank you. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we talk about all these things. And sometimes it just strikes home, doesn't it, with someone who has a son who just got back from Iraq. All Things Political is what happens Mondays at 9 here. We are in a pledge drive right now, and we are asking we hear all kinds of voices. We hear John McCain supporters and Ron Paul supporters and from people who have sons who are coming home and who are asking the question every day, when are we going to realize that war is not the answer? We talk about politics. We talk about all of this, you know, and it's good, rich, important conversation because we entertain all points of view. If you agree, please call with your pledge. We're in a pledge drive, if you didn't know. 800-383-9772 is our pledge number, or WPR.org. Rhonda Fanning, our producer, is joining us in our studio, as is Bill Estes, who is the regional manager here.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good show.
Well, it turned out to be pretty interesting, isn't it? The guy's in the airport. He's going down the tunnel. Should we chance it? I don't think we should. Let's just take some phone calls. But, you know, I want to pledge for our audience, too, because there's the audience, and they're so sharp, and they just want to engage in all kinds of political discussions, and they've got good things to say, and we want to hear each other. And that's great. They picked it up. And we had a great guest, but we also had a great audience.
Right. That's what makes Mondays, well, any show great, but particularly Monday, mm-hmm. All Things Political. We can have a guest get on a plane unbeknownst to us, and there are callers calling in. It's right. Those kinds of connections. It's the partnership between public radio and its listeners. Because you appreciate that partnership, call now, 800-383-9772, or log on to our very secure website and pledge online at WPR.org.
And when you do that, when you make that call to 800-383-9772, if you haven't pledged before, it's a very fast and easy process. We're going to get your name, a couple of phone numbers, your address, and then the important thing, we're going to ask, how much do you want to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio? What is this programming worth to you and your family? Put a dollar amount on that, and we're going to help you spread out those payments in quarterly installments, monthly installments. You can put it on a Visa, MasterCard, American Express. But the key is to go to your phone right now and make a commitment to Wisconsin Public Radio and keep this radio service going strong for you. 800-383-9772.
Yep. We have a goal of $3,000 this hour and about halfway there right now. We sure would like to reach our goal, and it's important to reach the goal of $3,000. If you pledge $120, about our average pledge, we'll send you that membership card so you can think about us every time you go out to eat or you go to the museum or you go to a bed and breakfast, and you'll know that you've done a good thing for Wisconsin Public Radio. You've done a good thing to keep all of the voices from all over the state and beyond the state. I mean, even the guests. The guests frequently will say, as he did, as he was stepping on the airplane a little bit too early, what great questions we have, what a great audience we have. And you hear that over and yep. over yep. and over again from almost every guest we have on. They are sharp.
And most times they don't say it so the listeners can't hear it, but we hear it all of the time behind mm-hmm. the scenes. So we just want to pass that along to all of you, the listeners, that this isn't so much our show. I mean, it's not Kathleen and I's. It's our show. It's all
right.
The listeners, the guests.
Right.
It's the whole package. Call now, 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. A pledge this hour of $120 will get you that two-for-one membership card for bed and breakfasts, restaurants, cultural attractions, museums, performances, all throughout the state of Wisconsin.
And think about all the terrific political conversations we've had here. So this is a pledge not only for what you've heard, But all of the we're really going to get into the thick of it in the next few months, because we got caucuses coming up, and the race is here now. We've been talking about it a long time.
Yes. Primary coming our way, and other primaries coming our way. And Wisconsin Public Radio really does take pride in digging into the issues, finding out the stance of the candidates, and just working every angle of these important elections that are coming up. So Kathleen and Rhonda will be covering them, Joy Cardine, Ben Marins. Of course, our news department will be focusing in on all things political in Wisconsin. So if you appreciate that source of information and you appreciate the opportunity to listen along and learn about the candidates, nobody else in Wisconsin does it like Wisconsin Public Radio does. We have comprehensive news reports and call-ins day after day after day.
Sure do.
1-800-383-9772 is the number to make that call and make that pledge.
You know, and I was thinking when that woman called, Marty called about her son returning from Iraq, the kinds of conversations that we have about war on this program. This is not an easy thing to talk about. We have had... we've had the most moving programs of people who have suffered from post-traumatic stress. We had the writer of the Ken Burns, and I know many of us are watching that pretty avidly, that wonderful masterpiece, 15 hours of World War II, and what we learned from that and what people went through in this country. And these are very big issues that we're talking about, and I just think it's really good that here we are, and together we're watching the documentary, we're thinking about the experience, we're hearing your experiences as well. We've spent a lot of time talking about war on this show, and that's important. I mean, it's kind of a weird thing to say, now, would you pledge, because we talk about that, but it is true. Would you pledge, because we talk about those kinds of issues.
Well, you know, it's all the big issues.
Right.
It's education. Right. It's the everything going on in the world of politics in Wisconsin, in Washington, around the world. We tackle the big issues because we know the listeners appreciate, want to be tuned in, want to find out what's happening in Madison, want to find out what's happening today in Baghdad. And if you appreciate that, go to your phone right now and pledge your support to this service in the next 7 minutes. We need to raise about another $1,500. So you go to your phone right now, and when we make that pledge, we'll all go away feeling better about making the goal in this particular hour. 800-383-9772.
And many of the shows... come from listener suggestions. We have our open line. People email me. People pick up the phone and give us a call. I don't know how many of our shows or guests' ideas have come from listener suggestions. So if you've ever made a suggestion and then heard it, you know, the next day on the radio, or perhaps you wanted to make a suggestion, but then there it was anyway, there for you for an hour-long discussion on Wisconsin Public Radio, please get online and pledge at WPR.org or call 800-383-9772.
We'd like to move that number up to $3,000. We're at $1,749 right now, and it's nice to stay on track. And it's also nice to know that there are a group of people out there who love political conversations, who really like this Monday hour, which I always look forward to. You know, you read the Times, you read all the newspapers on Sunday, and then you get together on Monday and you talk about all of it. It's life doesn't get much better than that at times, you know. 800-383-9772. Please call with your pledge. If you can do $120, that'd be great, but whatever you can do, we're just happy to get your support. Or go to online at WPR.org.
At $10 a month, you will really help support Wisconsin Public Radio. It's a nice donation from you to us, and it all comes back to you in great programming from Kathleen and all of our other hosts. And if you pledge at the $120 level, $10 a year, you'll receive our member benefit card, which gets you 2-for-1 entrees at hundreds of restaurants. It gets you 2-for-1 admission to a number of cultural attractions around Wisconsin and the upper Midwest. And new for this fall, 2 nights for the price of 1 at many, many, many bed and breakfasts. So $10 a month is all going to come back to you and then some in a nice thank you gift, the member benefit card, but also great programming continue at this level. We know you're a political junkie. You listen every Monday at this hour to find out what's gone on in the week and what's about to happen this week in politics. If you appreciate that, Is it worth $10 a month? It probably is. 800.
We're getting there.
383-9772.
Right. Almost at $2,000. We have about 6 minutes to go in this hour, and let's make our goal, okay? We'll all feel great if we can make our goal. It's Monday morning. We had a good political conversation. Things didn't go exactly as planned, but that's okay. It's Monday morning. It was still good.
The beauty of live radio and this unscripted Monday where we have
2,149.
All right. There we go. A couple more calls. We have about 4 minutes left. Let's keep those calls coming in through the news. When we make our goal, we're going to feel great about it. WPR.org or 800-383-9772. Apparently, I cannot read and talk at the same time.
Well, it's a Monday morning.
Oh, you can't.
It's a Monday morning.
I'm going to practice that.
The important thing is to get the phone number right, 800-383-9772. And I'll say that one more time very slowly, 800-383-9772. Less than $1,000. We need you and two or three others to make that call. Pledge your support and keep Wisconsin Public Radio as strong as it can be, and we need your help to do it. If you would like to pledge on our secure website, WPR.org.
800-383-9772. All things political coming to you every Monday. And just think how exciting it's going to be as the months go on here. We're going to have a lot of conversations. We may get a little bit upset with each other because we'll be back in different people. Politics is always... I love talking politics. You know, it's one of the things you're not supposed to talk about, but we talk about it all the time. And everybody's very informed, and you know what the issues are, and it's grand. We do this every Monday, and we're going to have many more of these conversations in the months ahead. We went to Iowa for a couple, you know, very interesting guests from the Des Moines Register and also people doing blogs in Iowa because it's such a big state. If you love that kind of programming and enjoy it as much as I do, I mean, you make the Monday mornings. I come into work on Monday, and I want to go to work on Monday, okay? Yeah. That's a good thing. 800-383-9772. We're almost out of time. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. So we got 10 seconds, Bill.
You got 10 seconds. Fast enough to say WPR.org or 800-383-9772. We're going to pledge to make our goal. You can help us make this goal through the news at 800-383-9772.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Bill Estes. And thanks to Rhonda Fanning for producing the hour, to John Treader, our wonderful volunteer on-air production from John. This is the Ideas Network.